AM 1450 KBMW.
Sure is. 9:35, sunshining, a beautiful summer morning out there. 72 degrees, first day of the week, last day of the month. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. Well, last day of the month, that's all I have to say. And Brad Edwardson stopping by Wapton Parks and Rec. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It seems like it wasn't like a month ago, but it was, that we last talked. That's how quick this is all going by.
It is going by.
Really quick.
And we're just heading into the second half of summer. So
yeah, I love that. I love that. So I'm not even going to bring up how many days till Labor Day.
Okay.
So we'll just forget about it. Yeah. Well, Brad, you got you were saying you got some events coming up in August, but a little bit lighter schedule while you kind of catch your breath. And then September starts and you're off to the races again.
Right. Yeah, we had a successful July in Wapton Breckenridge. I mean, we had a lot of events going on, not just park events. There's a lot of stuff that really got a lot of people out. Mm-hmm. Chalk Fest and the music festival, and we had baseball tournaments, so there's a lot of stuff going on all throughout town. And this month now in August, we got a few things that are coming up, but a lot of it is going to be spent catching up on some of the things that we got into place, and we still need to kind of finish some of the stuff up around them. So it's a little bit of cleanup and then head into fall.
Well, kudos to you and your crew. Park looks great. I know being down there this past Saturday and Sunday, man, I've never seen so many cars down there. And people making use of Chankaba Park, and that's what you want.
It's exactly what we want. Yeah, we'll do what we can. We still, we know that we've got a lot of work yet to do. But, yeah, the guys have been working hard at getting the all the little things done, the trimming and all that kind of stuff,
right,
to make it look beautiful for everybody. So they'll keep working on that, and it'll continue to improve.
Hey, what's coming up in August, my friend?
So on the 2nd, we pick up on Wednesday here with Music in the Park. It'll be Soggy Bottom Science Guys that will be in for that one down at the band shelter. And then on the 5th, Saturday, the New York Camera Musicer will be back in town. They're touring throughout North Dakota, and they'll be in town on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Chankaba Zoo to play with Tal again.
Yeah.
So
he loves that.
Yep. That is a good one. And you can go online and kind of see some of the stuff there. They've had a good time with that, too. And then they'll be at 2:30, they'll be at Sienna Court for another performance there. On the 9th, we have Music in the Park Community Band. That's actually going to be at the Wapton High School Auditorium. So, a little reprieve there if the weather's too hot. We did have to postpone one because it was just too hot last Wednesday to have it down in the park. And then on the 10th, we got a couple things going on. I'm going to have to figure out how we're going to arrange these because they're both happening at the community center. We have Kids Connection Backpack Program. That's every year they come into the community center. It's a nice big space. Kids can come in and pick out a backpack for school, has their supplies in it, and they do a really great job of getting those out to the kids. And that's from noon until 7 on the 10th, Thursday. And then on the 10th also, and the 11th, 5th and 6th grade football, they'll be doing their equipment handout at the community center. So
you are going to be busy down there.
We'll figure those things out there.
Right.
But yeah, that'll be they can go in and sign up for the football program. Some of the other fall programs will start to get put on our website. They can go to WaptonParks.com and find out on those. 13th, the Chankaba Park swimming pool will close for the season.
Mm.
So you got a couple more weeks of that. Get out there and enjoy the nice swimming pool. And then on the 14th, wanted to mention this one. We really don't have anything to do with it other than we provide the space for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Vitalant is going to have a blood drive, and you can go onto their website at vitalant.com to sign up for a blood donation. I know that, throughout the country, I think since COVID,
They're really in need,
having a hard time getting blood donations. So get out and do that if you can. 16th, we have Music in the Park as Crocious and Crew. So that'll be a makeup of this past Wednesday
when we
canceled that. So they'll be in there. We had an opening on that date. The 23rd, Music in the Park is going to be sold out. And then the 30th will be Crocious and Crew again. And then we do have Memories with Steve Warner will be there. I think it's the 6th of September.
Okay.
We're adding one more week because we had to cancel his also because of weather. So we'll tack that one on at the end.
Okay.
And then there's a few things I wanted to mention that are kind of ongoing things that, they deserve a little bit of a mention for you know, getting some people out there. We have a wonderful array of different groups for people to volunteer for and get out and, you know, enjoy the community, help out the community. So one thing, not really a volunteer group, but Bone Builders is every Tuesday and Thursday at the community center at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
It's just a light exercise program for seniors. Come in. Everybody's welcome to that. And then a couple of the groups, Three Rivers Arts Council, they meet the second Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Breckenridge Library. You know, they're responsible for the grants for Music in the Park, for the murals in the Twin Towns, Sculpture Park, just a lot of different art activities. Along with the Red Door Art Gallery, they help out with that stuff too. So that's a good group to get involved with. And then the Junior Wildlife Club, they meet, well, their activities are the third Thursday usually of each month. They're kind of a spinoff of the Red River Area Sportsman's Club, mm-hmm. so kids can sign up through the through RRASC.net. They can go in and sign up for those, and they do hiking, bird watching, archery, air rifles, building lures, bird houses, outdoor cooking, all kinds of stuff. So it's really a fun group.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, as I mentioned, Red River Area Sportsman's Club, they also meet on the third Thursday at the Wapton Community Center. And they respond. They raise a lot of money for youth activities. For women hunting activities, for you know the fishing areas and stuff like that. So they do a really good job, and it's a good group to be with. So that's the third Thursday at Wapton Community Center. I think it's at 7:30 every month.
Okay.
And then Tri-State Safety Association. It's another group of businesses that. You know, they share there's a lot of good information on safety, business safety and stuff like that. They meet at the community center the fourth Wednesday of every month at 11:30. So a few groups just to go out there and you know, they don't do fundraising really or anything like that. It's more of an informational type deal.
Right.
So, but yeah, a lot of good groups in town.
Well, for a lighter month, you've got a lot going on. It just sounds like a lot.
We'll get caught up on a lot of stuff. So
catch your breath, Brad.
Yeah.
I've been a busy summer.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend. We'll see you at the end of August. We'll talk about September goings on.
All right. Sounds good.
Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. 9:43 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.
Wake up with a good cup of coffee and me, Bill Dablo, weekday mornings, 6 until 10, here at the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.